Good evening, everybody. This is Chandra Dasa again from the Buddha Centre online at thebuddhacentre.com. And tonight's guest is the very wonderful Dharmashuri, who is also from a Buddhist centre called Nagaloka, but not Nagaloka where we are in India. This is Nagaloka on the other side of the United States from last night's podcast guest, Viradama. Dharmashuri is in Portland, Maine, on the east coast of the United States. And she has also travelled just about as far as you can travel to come to the International Council and to take part in this kind of amazing event that's going on around us. It's evening again. The moon is up. We can see it through the trees above us. You can probably hear the crickets in the background and such like, the noise of India as the day draws to a close. So Dharmashuri, you've elected to travel here. And then you're going on somewhere else afterwards, so maybe you could tell us a little bit about both sides of your journey.
Okay, I can do that. Hi, this is Dharmashuri, and I'm here in India with Chandra Dasa, and I'm at the International Council meeting here at Nagaloka in Nagpur, India, the same Nagaloka that's in Portland, Maine. We're sisters. So here I am stepping in for somebody. This is my first International Council meeting. Viri Leela couldn't make it, so I'm supporting her by coming in representing the movement end of our Tri Ratna Buddhist Order community. So it's quite lovely here, and it's not like we're in meetings. We're doing a lot of discussions and communicating, and it's just a really lovely group of people. So it's such a pleasure to be here. And then we're moving on to Bodh Gaya, where the Buddha gained enlightenment, to have a convention. And then I'm traveling with another friend of mine, Viri Gita, who we're both going to Kalipong. And this is where Dada Rupuche had his school. So we'll be going there after the convention in Bodh Gaya. So we'll be getting to see a lot of India this time. So this is my second trip to India. I was here 4 years ago. I was at the convention and I did the tour with Viradama, so the Buddhist footsteps, and then actually came here to Nagaloka 4 years ago and was involved in the school for teaching of the students. So it's a great pleasure to be here. And thank you, Chandra Dasa.
Can I ask you more questions? No, you don't get off that lightly. We're going to ask you some more things. I can just hold this as well. So I'm interested in the fact that you've got a Nagaloka in America and you've got a Nagaloka here. You just refer to them as sisters.
Yeah.
So can you say a little bit more about what is the point in a way of establishing that sort of connection and coming all the way here? Like, what is it the project in the way of having an international council or an international perspective adds to your work in your relatively, northerly, northeastern Buddhist centre on the seafront in the United States?
Yeah, it is quite interesting that we have two Nagalokas. And actually, Nagaloka in Portland has been around for about 10 years. And at the time that we established Nagaloka, we really didn't realize there was another Nagaloka in India. But it's such great news when we found out that we both have the same name and that we're Buddhist centers promoting meditation and the Dharma in the world. So sisters in being that we're really connected, even though we're miles and miles and miles apart.
Yeah. And what does Nagaloka mean? How do you relate to
it? Naga is like serpent. Yeah, they live at the depths of the ocean. So, I mean, they really can keep a secret, too. The Buddha gave the perfection of wisdoms to the Naga before he passed away. And they kept the perfection of wisdom at the depths of the ocean until people were ready to learn more about the Dharma, and then it was presented. So the Nagas are at the depths of the ocean and they can keep a secret and they really know the Dharma well. So here we are in Portland, Maine, which is on the ocean. So Nagas are really individuals that really can keep a secret and they really know the Dharma, and Loka means realm of, so there are realms of Nagas.
So they must be ready to learn now because you're teaching them the
Dharma. Thank you.
and they're teaching them here in India.
Yeah.
And we're all meeting together as a kind of like, to try and work out what we've got in common and also see the differences, very big differences between the community in the United States and the community in India.
Right.
And yet, It's all part of the same thing.
It is amazing.
Yeah. Maybe you should build a gigantic standing Buddha in the middle.
Well,
of
that's what I thought. I mean, wouldn't that be really great to promote all of our centers by having a standing Buddha?
A giant standing statue of the Buddha in the middle of Portland, Maine.
Wouldn't that be great?
Would you get planning permission?
Well, there's a parking lot right beside of our building. I think it would be a perfect place to put him.
Fundraise for the parking lot. Build a giant statue of the Buddha, and then there'd be kind of brother Buddhas on opposite sides of
really,
the world.
Really, really. We'd have to have a larger center.
Well, that's fantastic. So thanks very much, Dharmashuri, for talking to us about Nagaloka US, as well as here at Nagaloka in India. And we'll leave you, as usual, just with the sounds of India as the day ends. And speak to you tomorrow.